Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kendra. How may I help you?
I'll be right with you. I've been on hold. I had to make a quick pit stop.
Okay, my name is Walter King, and I'm calling about a charge that has been caught up in this transition between Marcus, Goldman Sachs, and Capital One, and as a result, all payments through my PayPal account have been stopped, and I need your help. Who are you? Who the heck is your company, Fast Progress?
Well, we're a third-party agency that services many different online vendors.
I don't understand what you just said.
Wait, we are a third-party call center that services many different online vendors. So if you were billed for something, I would need your zip code to pull up an account.
Okay, it's 44023.
And your first and last name?
Walter King. I can't hear you very well. I'm going to take you off the speaker now. Maybe that'll be better.
Okay. And sir, could you verify your address for the security of the account?
16566 Jordan Gardner Oval, 208 Chagrin Falls, 44023.
Okay, so I see that you paid the shipping and handling for the tactical bag, and they tried to bill you the $56.95 for the membership fee, which was declined.
What is it for?
The tactical bag.
A tactical bag.
Yes, you paid the shipping and handling up to $7.95 on the 20th of February.
The charge that I'm looking at is $56.95. What was that for?
That was for the membership fee, but that charge was declined.
Well, had I even known about it, I would have declined it. I didn't agree to that payment. But what for a membership into what?
For the Factory Direct Savings Store, that tactical bag was a welcoming gift.
Oh, I didn't agree to that. I don't know where that came from. T-Mobile, my cell phone carrier. I didn't agree to that.
Well, sir, the charge was declined anyway, so you weren't billed.
Well, except that it froze my account and everything else that I've been. It's maybe a half a dozen accounts aren't getting paid.
Well, ma'am, well, sir, that charge was declined on our end, so it didn't go through.
Well, then why did everything come to an abrupt stop with Marcus?
Well, sir, you have to contact your car information about that.
Well, I just did. I just did. I've been on the phone for almost an hour with them. They don't have any control over that. Now you're telling me you don't have any control over it. So I've got to find out who the heck thinks they authorized a charge for $56.95, because I didn't. Now the $7.95, since you have just said it's for a bag. Yes, it was a promotion, and I think I have a record of that right here. Let me verify the time of it, but I'm pretty sure. Wait. Here, $7.95. Okay, got it. February the 20th, And it says what it's for, for a tactical op backpack, which was supposed to be free, and the $795 was supposed to be shipping and handling, which I did agree to pay for. And then there's no other identification of who made the charge.
Sorry,
and you say you deal with these people?
Yes, sir. And the charge for $56.95 was declined.
Right. Was the $795 declined too?
No, sir.
Well, it wasn't. According to Marcus, it wasn't paid.
Well, sir, on our end, it says the item was shipped out.
Well, let me see if I can get back to that. Darn it. $795, there's a tag on it according to Marcus, so that didn't get paid.
Well, sir, you will have to contact Marcus because the charge for $795 did go through on our end, and that item was shipped.
Are you the shipper in this case? Do you initiate the shipping?
No, sir. We're just a third-party agency.
So how do you have any verification that the shipping was actually made?
Well, the item was shipped out on the 22nd. I can see if it's ever been delivered.
Well, that, okay, I mean, it hadn't been, but you can, yes, that would be helpful.
Well, it hasn't been, well, it just says ship, but it doesn't show a delivery date, but I can offer to have that reshipped out for you.
You can have it shipped out? Is that what you just said?
I can offer to have it reshipped out since you haven't received the item.
Well, thank you. That would help because no, it has not been delivered. So, yeah, if you would repeat that, and I'm going to go back to the phone company that made a big deal out of this, and yeah, well, I'll take that up with them because I know that doesn't involve you, but yes, if you would please. Go ahead, and as long as you show that the payment's been made and that the shipping's been authorized and it hadn't been here, could you reauthorize it?
Okay, so I did go ahead and put that in and cancel out the account. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, I don't think so. How might I know at any time in the future that your company is involved in handling shippings like this? Because what really, I mean, what threw me off from the very beginning is I didn't recognize the name of your company, and that's the name that of who was making the charge. So my first reaction is, I didn't authorize that. Well, I didn't. I didn't authorize the 56, whatever. But I sure as heck wasn't doing business with your people. Isn't there a better way of you identifying that you're involved in transactions like this?
Well, sir, we service over 400 online vendors.
Wow.
We're a third-party agency.
Well, I mean, that's fine, but in every case, you must be dealing with shipments, and you don't identify yourself.
We just take customer service calls.
Well, okay. I eventually found your number, but that sure was not evident to me in the beginning. All I had was the a charge that I did not identify. So that's a problem. I won't deal with your company again if I know that I'm dealing with them. But I wouldn't have known, because it wasn't even made evident until after I got this notice from the credit card company asking me if I recognized the charge. Thank goodness for that, but it stopped everything else in the process. So, okay, well, you've been helpful. Thank you for your help and your time.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
All right, bye-bye.